Hello, so this is the Library Lady, also known as the Library Talker. I'm Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com. I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, and today I'm reviewing a book, and I'm r looking over the details of it, and I'm very confused. It's the name of the book on and I got it through NetGalley is called Come Out, Come Out, Whatever You Are by Katherine Foxfield. However, here's the thing. By looking it up on Goodreads, I'm finding it's also already been published as a book in 2021, called It's Behind You. It looks like it's the exact same book. Maybe they've tweaked it, but it's the exact same book. It's the same characters, it's the same story, it's the same everything. So what the heck is she doing republishing this as Come Out, Whatever You Are? I have no freaking clue. So, if you've read It's Behind You, then you can just go ahead and ignore this review because it's the same book, which I just don't quite get, but here we are. So, the question then becomes, why is she republishing it only a year later, year and a half later, with a different title and acting like it's a new book? I'm so confused. I don't understand it. So basically the premise is it's a reality show called It's Behind You, which is, the name of the other book. So It's Behind You is a reality show where there is some sort of they basically each episode, and it's only one episode for each one, each episode is set in some sort of haunted place. And then they put in five people, lock them in, and then make them carry around like diary cams and do certain little mini quests and things while filming it all so that they can then put it on TV. And the idea for the contestants is you need to stick it out, basically. You need to stick it out and stay during the entire night, and if you get out in the morning, you and whoever else comes out shares $10,000. So that's kind of the idea of all of it. And so the show itself apparently has got a formula that has now become tired, and we're in season 3, episode 10. The producer is getting very upset because she wants the show to keep going, but it keeps, the ratings are falling and they're getting ready to just dump her and the show. And so she's trying to spice it up. And she ends up taking them to this current episode to a place called the Umber Gorge Caves. And inside is supposed to be a haunted thing called the Puckered Maiden. And why the heck would you name her the Puckered Maiden? I don't understand the name. It frustrates me. I kept seeing something else other than Puckard. And maybe, I don't know, who haunts it after she was, rejected or killed or whatever. I don't remember the whole thing. It was kind of bare minimum on that. But she haunts the caves, and so they put five people in there, lock the door, and along with a cameraman. And I have to first. I don't think the author knows how reality TV works. Maybe she's a fan, but I don't think she understands the logistics. She had one cameraman for five people, one diary cam that for some reason has a battery to be and a memory card that will last throughout the entire night. What the heck? In terms of logistics and everything, she does not understand how reality TV works. Plus, $10,000 split between five people if they all make it. No. No. And so our hero and the person who we're following during the story is Lex. And it takes a couple of chapters before you find out Lex is female, which isn't necessarily a horrible thing, but it's like, okay, well, it would be nice to have like a description of what she looks like at some point to be able to go, oh, okay, that's, kind of, because I'm one of those people who, when I read, I want to see it in my brain. And the descriptions are not here. There's not a lot of descriptions in terms of people and that kind of stuff. So Lex is in there, and it's her goal to win this reality show. Not because she cares about reality shows, but because she wants that $10,000 to travel the world. Again, realities, realities. Realities. Who the heck can travel the world on $10,000? No. it won't go very far. It'll get you to certain places, but it may not get you out. So, yeah, but travel the world and just get out of here. And so we find out over time that except for Lex, everyone, except for Lex and the cameraman, everyone involved has something to do with these caves, has been there before, is either has a point of view for it, or you know, we do have the YouTube star who wants to get his, you know, who wants to get his ratings up, wants to have the experience, and is also being blackmailed by the producer in order to force him to go to this thing. So he's the only one who doesn't have any history with the Gorge, really, and also the actress girl who's also in there for, you know, the acting part of it, but the two other players, are already involved in the caves, have already a background with it. The producer has a background with it. Other people who come in and out of the story all have a background with it. And part of it is also these caves are known for cave-ins, and people keep repeatedly dying. And so we have a very dangerous set of circumstances that really is very so dangerous that the producer has lied about the safety inspections and everything. And it's just so they're put in there with one cameraman and one everlasting battery and memory card diary cam to go through and, you know, hide out, hang out together, you know, have the try and get the stereotypical love interest off to the side date thing going on, have the a seance to try and speak to things. And it's just it's not well done. What it feels like to me, even though officially it is 362 pages, what it feels like to me is an outline in the hopes of getting a deal with either Netflix or a horror movie company to try and make this into something. Make come out wherever you are, or it's behind you. Make it a movie or a series where, you know, let's create this wonderful series where you stick five people in. Yeah, it's like let's make movies about these people and keep doing it, like the escape room ones or, you know, Final Destination type of things where you create a franchise off of it. I think she's trying to create a franchise. The characters are not well developed. They are not very well fleshed out, despite all of the pages that are in there. It still feels really rushed. It also feels like there's weird, like if it was filmed, it would be a bad editing job. Like you just flip from one place to another, or things skip, or we're just, you know, now we're suddenly doing something different. It feels incomplete, and the ending is kind of like, really? Okay. I mean, it did hold my interest for a bit, but I ended up speeding through reading it. I wasn't like enjoying the words. I wasn't drinking it in. I wasn't, yay, this feels great. I was more like, let me just get through and see who the dang person is at the end of the. Let me see who the villain is. Let me just figure it out. And while all the other characters, we get their background, we find out why they're there, we find out what the reason the hiding is, all that other stuff. What we don't find out is why Lex is there, besides she wants the money and there's something that was happening at home and she just doesn't feel like she belongs there. But that's it. We don't get Lex's background. We are reading from Lex's point of view, but we have no freaking clue. There's like no flashbacky memory beyond. At one point, when she's trying to survive something and she remembers something with her mom that helps her get through this thing, and so that's it. But we don't know why Lex is trying to run away from home or get away. We don't know what her history is, and yet we're in her head, which is very confusing. The deaths are taken kind of, oh, look, somebody died. Now we have a reason to move on to this next thing. And not like a real reacting, you know, there's no panicking necessarily, or if there is panic, if the author meant there to be panic, I didn't feel it. We lose one, two, three people, possibly more, but three, I think. Again, hard to tell, because it does get a little meh at the very end. It's just kind of a little mishmash. Four, here's the fourth person, possibly a fifth person, maybe a sixth person. Yeah. So it's just crazy. So it kept my attention for a bit, but it just felt hollow. That's the word, hollow. It felt empty and hollow, like it was incomplete, like it was an outline that she's trying to sell for some sort of thing. And I cannot get over the fact that this is the exact same book released just a year and a half ago under a different name. Is she planning to create a series called It's Behind You, and then this is just one of the books within the series now? Did she decide that she wants to make more of these types of things with people put into a haunted situation and trying to get out? Or is she doing something? I don't understand. I just really don't. And the first couple of reviews on Goodreads for Come Out, Whatever You Are, this particular version, are high, but it's only like two so far. Then if you go back and you look at It's Behind You, you will see that the ratings kind of slip, and we're now down to like 3.78 with 1,205 ratings. So maybe she's re-releasing it to make it look more palatable to someone who wants to buy the rights, starting with a new cover, a new title, and new ratings. I don't know, but it looks like it's exactly the same book. It really does. Well, one's 352 pages and one's 362 pages. I don't know what's going on in there, but it's the same thing. It's the Puckered Maiden, it's Umber Gorge Caves, it's the production of It's Behind You. I'm not sure. Maybe she thought releasing it under a new title would get more people drawn to it. Maybe she thought the title was the problem. I don't know. I am very confused on that. I really don't understand it. I don't quite get what the purpose was for releasing it twice in less than 2 years. Is she gonna just keep releasing it every year with a different title? Is it gonna be the same book? Why the heck is it The Puckered Maiden? I can't get past that one at all. I just cannot get past the name of her, haunter person. The Puckered Maiden? What? So, yeah. And many people have died in these caves, and yes, it's more likely that they got lost because apparently these things are extremely confusing. I wish there had been some sort of map or something, because she kept going, "Oh, well, now we're back in this room again." I'm like, "How the heck did you get back there? Did it circle around? Did you end up going backwards? Did you what was going on? How did you end up back in this space or out in that space?" And I'm very frustrated. I was thinking of giving it like three, but the more I think about it, the more I talk about it, the more frustrated I get. So I might still give it a three, but it's just gonna be with a kind of a little codicil on the end of it going, "Don't do that." If you've read It's Behind You, don't bother with Come Out, Whatever You Are. It's the exact same book, apparently. And that just completely screwed my brain up right there. Right before recording this, I'm finding this out and going, "What the heck?" It's just not even worth it to me. So if you're a Catherine Foxfield fan, and at this point with this as my representative, I have to ask why. But if you're a Catherine Foxfield fan, don't get this, because if you've already read It's Behind You, it's the same dang book. Again, it's hollow, it's empty, the characters are not well developed. Our lead character is weird. She's trying to manipulate it so that she's the last one standing and everybody else runs away. And so she's kind of got some dark humor, gross humor, spooky, like to jump out and scare you humor. And yet she's our lead, and she's not very sympathetic at all. The reported love interest, it's okay. You're saying that there's something there, but I don't really see it. And it's so minimal. It's only occasionally a line here, a line there. There's nothing really that comes out at the end of it. You don't even see if anything happens after with all of it. It's just, it's empty. It's an empty story. It's a framework for someone else to build it into a series or a movie. That's basically what this feels like to me. It does not feel like a good cohesive book on its own. It feels like an outline. So I know I'm repeating myself and I'm sorry about that, but it's just kind of like the more I think about it, the more I'm getting cranky about it. And I'm trying to give it a fair review, but the more I think about it, the more I'm getting cranky about it. This is not a book I'm going to revisit. This is not an author I plan to put on my must-reads list. Is she writing because she likes writing, or is she writing because she wants to sell scripts or sell outlines and get money from royalties and stuff for people making her stuff into shows? That's my question. Because it feels like she's writing to make a show or a movie, or writing an outline for something. And even though it's 362 pages, it really does just feel like an outline that someone else could really flesh out and make into something, and hopefully change the ending, because that was really dumb. And maybe fix our character Lex, because she's not interesting, exciting, or involved at all, and I really just didn't like her very much. I had no sympathy for her. I didn't really care if she survived. But of course she had to survive, because she's the one who's telling the story until the very end epilogue, which doesn't make any sense either. So that is my review of Come Out, Whatever You Are. Also, It's Behind You by Catherine Foxfield. I got it on NetGalley. Not that it matters, because apparently you can go ahead and just buy the copy right now as It's Behind You. So there. On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being run away, 5 being this is the most amazing thing ever, 2 being 3 being 4 being this is an like a 2 and 2.5 to 2 to 3. I'm having a really hard time pinpointing this one. It's not a definitive this, it's this. So I don't know where I'm rating it. That's 2.3. I don't anyway, Library Talker. I'm librarytalker.blogspot.com. Library Lady on Podomatic. Thank you very much for listening. If you've tolerated this whole thing, I really appreciate it. If you could recommend a book for me that you think I might actually like, besides, because I've been getting a lot of bad ones, many that I have skipped and just not reviewed, which is why I went so long without a podcast or a review, because I just couldn't finish anything. A few that I've read that I are like, oh, well, this is fine. They're not in my wheelhouse for reviewing. They're just not quite there. And then there's these, and then I'm cranky, and I don't want to be cranky. I want to have a happy book. I want to have a book where I'm like, you absolutely have to read this thing. It's amazing. And we're not there yet. So anyway, librarytalker.blogspot.com and librarylady on podomatic.com. Thank you for listening. I appreciate everything that you've done to put up with this, and I hope you have a really great day.